Tonight, Electoral Commission Chair Jean Mensah is facing a contempt application filed by lawyers for NDC's candidate Daniel Nsala Wakpal at the Tamale High Court, arguing that the EC's inaction is contemptuous, interfering with the administration of justice.
Now is the date for the election. They have not released a notice of poll. The applicant is simply calling the Electoral Commission, chairman of the Electoral Commission, for her to come and explain and show cause why she should not be committed for contempt.
We have details of the story as majority mount pressure on the EC to publish a notice of polls. Tonight, Electoral Commission Chair Jean Mensah is facing a contempt application filed by lawyers for NDC's Gwandae candidate Daniel Nsala Wakpal at the Tamale High Court. Now, the Electoral Commission Chair Jean Mensah, the lawyers argue that the EC had to by now take effect, had acted on that particular judgment by the court. This comes after the court annulled the election of MPP's Matthew Yindam on November 24, ordering a rerun within 30 days. Now, despite being served the order on November 25, the EC hasn't taken steps to organize a rerun. The MP's lawyers argue that Jean Mensah's inaction is contemptuous, interfering with the administration of justice. Matthew Yindam has challenged the ruling at the Supreme Court, claiming the petition was filed outside the 21-day legal window provided for such petitions should to be kick-started. However, Wakpal's lawyers insist the EC must comply with the court's order and proceed with a fresh election. Kenneth Jesse joins with more. Kenneth, what reason has Daniel Wakpal's lawyers given for dragging Jean Mensah and the EC to court for possible contempt?
So, according to the NDC's 2024 parliamentary candidate for Gwandae, Daniel Wakpal's lawyers, the Electoral Commission has shown no sign whatsoever of complying with the Tamale High Court order ordering the Electoral Commission to conduct a rerun of that particular elections in 30 days, despite being fully served. And the lawyers argue that the conduct of the respondent demonstrates a clear unwillingness and lack of intention to abide by the court's directive for the rerun. The affidavit explains that the order and proceedings of the 24th of November have been attached as exhibits to support the contempt claim. It further contends that the refusal or failure of the respondent to act on the directive constitutes an attempt to interfere with the administration of justice.
But what is Daniel Wakpal seeking from the court?
So through his lawyers, Mr. Wakpal states that he has been advised by his lawyer and believes same to be true that an action amounts to contempt when it undermines, obstructs or disregards a lawful order issued by a competent court. He is insisting that the Electoral Commission's refusal to comply with the rerun order meets this threshold. So through his lawyers, he's therefore praying the court to hold the Electoral Commission in contempt, arguing that, quote, the obvious disregard of the judicial order should not go unpunished.
Well, there are several issues surrounding this particular matter, but we cannot hear from a member of the NDC's candidate legal team, Eugene Awiti, who says the commission has shown no readiness to comply with the court's directive.
For contempt, basically because the Electoral Commission is in contempt of the orders of this Honorable Court. Since the judgment of the court on the 24th of November 2025, the Electoral Commission has not announced the date for the elections. They have not released a notice of poll. They've taken no step at all to indicate or show or demonstrate that they intend to comply with the orders of the court. So simply, the applicant is simply calling the Electoral Commission, Jean Mensah, the chairman of the Electoral Commission, before this Honorable Court in Tamale, for her to come and explain and show cause why she should not be committed for contempt.
So based on this application you filed, will the court then subpoena her to appear before it?
She's been served with the application. And once she's been served with the application, well, she has a right to file an affidavit in opposition, but she ought to appear. Otherwise, there are several other options available to us, and we intend to exercise them.
When exactly was she served with this application? Can you give me a specific date?
Well, the order was served on the Electoral Commission on the 25th of November 2025.
And the application?
The application for contempt?
Yes.
I may have to check up on that, but I believe it has been served on them. Well, you see, essentially, when a summons of court is served on you, you are under an obligation and duty to appear. Otherwise, I mean, the court can issue a bench warrant to arrest you, and we don't intend to go to that extent. What we are saying is that since the judgment was given in this matter, in this election petition for the Kpandai constituency, it's almost 2 weeks now, the Electoral Commission has not indicated or shown any attempt of complying with the order. And this has allowed the respondents to go forum shopping and finding processes all over the place. So we have filed an application, which is scheduled to be heard on the 23rd of December, 2025.
This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil Enjoy, Holy Sleep, and also by Short Pension Trust. Into the future with you. We've been joined on the line by Eugene Awuti. He is lawyer for the NDC's Kpandai, candidate for the 2024 parliamentary elections in Sala Wakpal. I'm grateful to Eugene for joining us here. The judgment was given barely 2 weeks ago. We know that just when the judgment was given, the MP, Matthew Yindam, went to court to appeal and also file a stay of execution. Isn't it too early for you to drag the EC to court again for not action, acting on this particular judgment?
Thank you for having me. So, since the judgment of this petition was given on the 24th of November 2025, the orders were for the Electoral Commission to rerun the elections in the Kpandai constituency. Now, you know there are a number of steps that lead to the organization of an election. You must tell the candidates the date they intend to have the elections. They must issue a notice of poll, among several other things. As it is, the Electoral Commission stands aloof, and because of their inaction, the respondent, Matthew Nindam, and his lawyers are going on a shopping spree where they are filing applications left, right, center. And so we are saying that the orders ought to be complied with. The orders of the court have not been set aside. And so when you file your application, the respondent reserves the right to file an affidavit in opposition and come and show cause why she should not be committed for contempt. The return date is on the 23rd of December 2025. We believe that by that date, she should be able to show that she has complied with the orders of the court. Otherwise, then our plea is that she be committed for contempt.
But, just as I was asking earlier, if the commission is also following the development on this particular matter and knowing very well that the Matthew Yindam and his lawyers have also filed a certiorari application at the Supreme Court asking for this ruling to be quashed, wouldn't it be, for lack of a better word, natural justice to allow that particular process to elapse before the commission takes any action?
So when an application is filed, it does not automatically stay the orders or judgment of a court. It must be heard and determined. So the Electoral Commission on itself cannot arrogate powers of choosing which orders of which court to obey or disobey. So, it's quite simple. They filed a notice of appeal. They filed a stay of execution. Those processes are just processes before the court, just like the certiorari application. So until those applications are determined and which applications affect the rights of the parties involved, which applications are the effect of setting aside the orders of the court, the order that remains is for the Electoral Commission to conduct a rerun of the elections, parliamentary elections in Kpandai.
Well, so this is to be moved, you say, on the 23rd of December.
That's so. Mm.
But in that same time, by that time, the appeals court would have heard Matthew Yindam's case. So if he wins, what happens?
I mean, it's a very simple situation. If the appeal, I mean, according to what you said, if the appeal is heard and he wins, what it means that the application will be moot, of course, but the appeal will not be heard before the 23rd of December. So we are very confident on our chances. We are confident that the orders of the court as made ought to be complied with. Otherwise, we reserve the right to explore several and any option available to us to compel the Electoral Commission to do the needful. You understand that the orders of the court were served on the Electoral Commission on the 25th of November 2025. You are also aware that the Parliament of Ghana has written a letter, I think the Clerk of Parliament has written a letter, indicating to the Electoral Commission that a seat of the Pandai constituency has become vacant. And so nothing stands in the way of the Electoral Commission to proceed to organize the elections. The candidates need to know the date on which the elections will be organized. They need to know so they can plan their campaign processes and procedures. A notice of poll ought to be issued, among several other processes. I mean, basically, until the orders of the court are set aside, what remains is that the Electoral Commission should rerun the Pandai parliamentary election. If they don't do that, then, of course, like I said, we have them before the court and asking the Honorable Court to commit the chairperson of the Electoral Commission to mention for contempt.
So, I mean, educate me again. What were you expecting the EC to have done by now?
Well, like I said, I mean, the EC by now should have announced the date for the elections. By now, they should have issued a notice of poll. Even before that, get the parties to, or the candidates to ballot in which order they are supposed to appear on the poll, among several other things. No step has been taken. And nobody can tell me that because somebody has filed a certain application before a court, the Electoral Commission can choose on its own not to comply with the orders of the court. If the Electoral Commission wants to take necessary steps to appeal against the orders of the court, it knows what to do. If they want to take necessary steps to stay the orders of the court, they know what to do. But so far as the orders stand, the Electoral Commission ought to organize a rerun of the Pandai elections. And we are firm in our belief that the Electoral Commission is in contempt of the High Court.
But according to CI 75, I mean, this is Article 2BI, no, II, so as in the case of a by-election, not less than 10 days and not more than 14 days, after a nomination of candidate in terms of the issuance of the writ of election. So the High Court gave 30 days. Are we saying that they are still not within the time they can conduct this election?
No, what we are saying is that what we are saying is that the 10 date is on the 23rd of December, 2025. And so we are saying that the Electoral Commission has not complied with the orders. Complying with the orders of the court requires taking some steps. It's a whole procedure. The Electoral Commission has not taken any of those steps. So we brought an application to court to compel the Electoral Commission to appear before the court to show why they've not done so. If the Electoral Commission shows up in court and demonstrates that they have complied with the orders of the court, fair enough. If they do so and we are seized with the facts that indicate that they've done so, we will gladly withdraw the application. So it's the ball is in the court of the Electoral Commission. Let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. Let's see how this particular one goes. But again, in this same particular matter, you went to court seeking for the rerun in 41 polling stations, right?
That is so. Okay. So we went to court seeking a rerun of the entire elections. There were a number of reliefs we sought, 14 in all. We didn't just ask for a rerun in the 41. If the court saw fit to order a rerun in the 41, we would have done so. We asked for a recollation, among other things. We asked for the court to annul the results the results of the entire elections. We asked for the court to order the Electoral Commission to recollate the entire results. However, I mean, it is on oath. The witness of the Electoral Commission is also on oath as saying that about 93 of the BBD machines were destroyed during the disruption that affected the collation exercise. So perhaps if the court had even thought of ordering for a recollation, the primary source of the votes, i.e. the ballots, including the BVD machines, which holds the number of persons who were verified, most of them have been destroyed. So say a particular candidate wants to challenge a particular process, it will be difficult for that process to got a finality. I want to believe that, among several other considerations, led to the court in ordering for a rerun, annulling the vote and ordering for a rerun. So if you have a copy of our petition, you would find that we asked for about 14 reliefs, including annulling the results of the entire elections, and then also ordering for a rerun.
I mean, help me here. In these 41 polling stations, do we know the total number of votes there?
Do we know the total number of votes?
Yeah, in those 41 polling stations.
I would have to check the total number of votes there. I don't know it often.
I'm asking so because we know that the MP there led with a difference of over 3,000. So the question is whether or not these 41 hold enough consequence to overturn the entire election.
Okay, so because you asked that question, it's also necessary for me to indicate that the allegations we brought before the court was not just for 41 polling stations. We also alleged the non-compliance with Regulation 39 and 43 of the CI-127. And we showed before the court that the non-compliance with those provisions affected the results, the conduct and the results of the entire elections. So it's not just about the 41 polling stations. It's about the entire conduct of the elections by the Electoral Commission.
Okay. So it means that just the disturbances in the 41 meant that the entire process is null and void, right?
That is not the case. It was not just disturbances in the 41.
Mm-hmm.
We alleged irregularities and non-compliance irregularities and inconsistencies on Form 8A, the notice of poll. Sorry, Form 8A, the pink sheets. So, you know, after the elections, you ought to do what we call the ballot accounting. And the figures on some of the pink sheets were not adding up. In some instances, you had figures on the BVD machine that indicate biometric verification, but then there were more than the number of persons, more ballots in the ballot box than the number of persons who had been verified by the BVD machine. Well, that should show that there should be manual verification as well. Those figures didn't also add up, among several other matters. That is for 41 polling stations. Now, with regard to the disruptions at the collation center, well, some protesters, I don't know, rival protest groups for whatever reason, were engaged in a scuffle, and that affected the collation exercise at the collation center. Now, what happened was that when normalcy was restored, the Electoral Commission had to inform all the candidates or their representatives or the accounting agents that they were moving the collation center to another collation center to continue with the collation. They did not inform my client, Honorable Daniel Nsalawapao. That meant that his right of participation, his right to challenge any of the processes were curtailed. You know, that borders on natural justice.
Okay.
He has to be available to, I mean, be present to participate in the process or have a representative either or have counting agents. The fact that the coalition was moved, coalition center was moved from Pandai to Tamale without recourse to him. He only heard about the declaration of the results in the news. Meant that his rights of participation had been curtailed. That was a breach. And I've also mentioned that some of the BVD machines, about 93 of them, and some ballot boxes had been destroyed.
Mm.
So, I mean, it was always going to affect the coalition exercise. So this among several other matters, including the irregularities in the 41 polling stations, are the reasons why we went to court. I mentioned that there were non-compliance with some of the provisions of the Public Elections Regulations 2020, CI-127. It is not just about inconsistencies on the pink sheet of just 41. There are other allegations we put before the court for which we asked for the release on the face of the pink sheet.
I'm grateful to you. Eugene Awuti is a lawyer for Nsala Wakpal, the NDC's 2024 Bandai constituency candidate. Let's bring in Comfort Doyo, who's first deputy majority chief whip, because they were also piling pressure on the EC to begin processes to conduct this rerun. What do they make of this filing by the lawyers? I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, the lawyers for Nsala Wakpal have filed. That's sitting what you are looking for, right? Hello, Madam Comfort Doyo, do I still have you?
I'm here.
Okay. Now that the lawyers have filed, what does
come again?
I'm asking that we understood a majority were meeting today to strategize on how to pile pressure on the EC to conduct the election in Pandai, right? Now that the lawyers have filed, what will you do?
I can't hear you properly.
Okay. Is this clear enough?
I come again.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So we understand that lawyers for the NDC's Bandai candidate have filed a writ asking the court to cite the EC's Jin Mengsa for contempt because of they not adhering to the judgment of the court. You were also piling pressure on the EC to conduct the election in Pandai. Now that the lawyers have filed this, what do you make of it?
We are not piling pressure on the EC. That's the right thing to do. The court have asked the EC to go ahead with elections. Pandai, the people of Pandai cannot be there without a member of parliament. There should be a representative. And we are just following proceedings and make sure the right thing is done. When they give instructions from the court, we are all we have to come together and make sure whatever of instruction is given, we go by it. So judgment has been given. All that we need to do is to go by it. When they said that the question to go for the rerun, we didn't hesitate. We just rushed to the place, campaigned, and won the seat and came back. So this one too, the same thing. Let's go and do the elections and for the people of Pandai to have a member of parliament.
All right. So it means that now that we know that the court is going to now call on the EC to tell them why they have not done that, the majority side, which you belong to, will also be watching how this particular one goes. Do you also support that the EC and its chair should be cited for contempt? Aside the fact that you're asking them that they should have begun processes to conduct this, do you agree that they should be cited for contempt?
No, I won't go to that area because I've not followed up what informed the MP to go and file for the contempt. But what I know is there's a communique from the court to parliament that I'm not the election, so they should go and conduct the election. So EC should give us a date so that we all go there and campaign for the people of Pandai to get a member of parliament.
All right. Let's see how this particular one goes. I'm grateful to you, Comfort Doyle.
You're welcome.
She's first deputy majority whip, and this has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Holdings, Certified Spray and Coil, and by Shield Pension Trust. Up next is Newsnight.